Hello?
Hi, is this Matthew?
Yes.
Hey, Matthew, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, very good.
Cool. Do you have a few minutes? I was asked to reach out to you. I got your copy of your documents over here.
Okay.
So, this is on the equipment, not the working capital.
Yeah, the equipment, right.
Yeah, so everything looks good. The only thing that I see here is there's something typed at the front. I think those are your own notes on the type of the equipment finance agreement. The POAs are done correctly. Now I'm looking at it. Well, let's see. There's only one POA. There needs to be two. They're duplicates.
What's the POA?
Limited power of attorney. I'm sorry.
Oh, you need two of those?
Yeah, the DMV requires us to have a duplicate. Correct.
I didn't know that. Okay. So yeah, we go to the bank and do that tomorrow then. Okay.
No worries. That's why we included two. It's not a big deal. It just happened on another customer.
Okay.
As well.
Right,
the check needs to be signed, by the way. It's not signed.
Yeah, no, I wasn't in the office. I was out
of
meetings and stuff, soliciting other business. So but I can sign that tomorrow. We just want to send you a copy of the check so you saw it, you know.
Okay. And then we're kind of back to this thing on I didn't know if this was resolved, I was out of the office. You've highlighted some and crossed through some information on our documents for the equipment location, use, and repair, as well as circled something else. So I wanted to go over that before, you know, you fax these or before you
I spoke to Dennis about that, and
okay.
I explained to him, I had a conversation with you and Sam, and we use this vehicle, you know, kind of all over the place. It's not going to be parked in New York every single solitary time. I mean, we have a warehouse we use in Pennsylvania, and sometimes when we do a job in Pennsylvania, we park it there. So, I mean, you know, that's why. And when I asked him that, I think I asked you that too. You said to go above you, asked Dennis. He said that that's just a boilerplate document.
Yeah.
So I can't have a situation where that's in there and I don't have the vehicle parked in a certain spot. And, you know, I mean, that my lawyer said, how can you got to get this clarified. So, I mean, I'm not going to have it in one spot every single time. That would be
I understand that. So let's read this and what it says. It says, you will keep the equipment at the location designated in this agreement. And then it's crossed through. What does it say exactly, please?
Well, I don't know. I'm not there. I'm at a meeting somewhere. I don't even know what I wrote. I just want to make sure I understand I'm going to keep it at two different locations. If you guys are okay with that, I'll just write it in two different locations.
I mean, what I would do, because I don't know how cross-throughs go, but what I would do is, and I don't want to screw, here's my thought, without kind of being overly verbose. I can go back to the documentation department and say, hey, look, this customer has multiple businesses. This equipment could be parked at one location or the other. Can we just do an addendum that verifies that there's multiple locations? The only fear that I have is that they might ask for a cross-corporate guarantee from that other company if that equipment is going to be stored there. That's the only thing I would tell you. So that other company might, you applied on the, I know originally the New York location, but if it's going to a different location, they might ask like, hey, you know, you get what I'm saying? They might say, okay, well, we need some additional information. But I can ask.
Just so I'll be able to park at both places, it seems like that's onerous. I don't get it. I mean, I don't know why that should be such a gigantic federal case. I mean, I'm either going to park it at New York or most of the time, or sometimes, like I said, we do a job in Pennsylvania, so it doesn't make sense to drive it all the way back to New York.
I understand, and the reality is, I don't care. I'm not here to pressure you. You're the one that wants the documents changed, not myself. So if you want them changed, I can't give you an answer and say, yes, it will fly through funding. I can talk to Dennis. He is above me, but if you want to have cross-throughs on the documents, we might need to add a second address here to make you happy.
Okay, so how long? I mean, I want to try to. The reason I faxed all the stuff into you is I'm planning on sending this check tomorrow, and then I'd like to try to pick this truck up as soon as possible after that. So,
I mean,
you know.
If Dennis and you had a conversation that I'm unaware of, like I said, I'm not going to. You're a pretty straightforward guy. I'm not going to say you didn't, so I probably need to talk to him. You can overnight the documents. They'll go into funding, and if there's an issue with this cross-through, I'll let you know, and we can tackle it in funding, but that way you don't lose any time. That's my thought.
Okay, so you do need the documents overnighted.
We do need the originals. Yeah, because of PO, because they're a title vehicle. If it's any equipment that's non-title, we don't need originals. Typically, if they are titled equipment, we do need the originals.
Right. should talk with Jamie, make sure you get that phone, you know, the IT guy is still in there. I would definitely talk to him about that so you guys can get that rolling, you know.
Say that again?
I'm sorry. I'm in a meeting with somebody. That's you calling
no.
me. Answer the phone.
No worries.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So then what I got to do is I just got to either I know I got this Federal Express thing, but we're
yeah.
so used to Express Mail. I can just Express Mail.
You can use. You can send it however you wish. Just, you know.
Okay.
If you use if you use Federal Express, just make sure it's next day delivery. We've had time people would say, you know, it takes a long, long time.
All right, I don't know. Federal Express Mail usually. I you know, I'd have to call Federal Express, and I guess I could do that. And they'd come pick it up. I guess if I call them, they just we give them the information on there, and they just come pick it up.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you can do it however you want to get it out to us. Just make sure you get that second power of attorney done before sending it.
Right, right. Okay, yeah, I'll do that tomorrow morning when I go to the bank, by the time I get back. So that's the last thing I got to do is this power attorney thing. Send it to you with the check, and then what will happen after this with the thing, this, you know, about the you're going to talk to Dennis about parking it.
Yeah, I'm going to see if we can. Yeah, I'm seeing if we can just add an additional address on it, like I said, and
okay.
I'll get some feedback on that.
All right. You want me to give you the address that I wanted to add it just so you have it?
Yeah, that sounds like a fantastic idea. What's that address?
Hold on. Like, what's the address? 4722.
Okay.
Blakiston Street.
Spell that for me.
Blakiston. B-L-A-K-I-S-T-O-N. Okay, Blakiston Street. And that's Philadelphia, PA. What's the zip code? What is it? 19136.
19136.
Right.
And that's your other location, and what's the name of that company?
Well, it's Vulcan Basement Waterproofing of Philadelphia. It's you know, it's same company as ours. It's just a different office, different location.
Yeah, the only thing I would tell you, and like I said, if it's just is honestly the customer's right, it's down to your choice. If you want that cross through, the only thing I can see my funding department coming through is saying, hey, look, yeah, we can have both. If the customer wants both locations listed here in black and white, that's fine. But because that location is another company, we want that other company to sign as well, which is a one-page fax document that says that additional company is signing as well, so they're aware of what's going on. That's about it. That's the only thing that I can
do. I guess you could do that, and then you could, I don't email it over, and I'll sign it. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's not an original typically, so let's get those others out there, and we can work on this, okay?
All right. Now, if we get this out to you, and you get it by Friday, would that be too short notice to pick the truck up? I guess we'd have to wait.
On Friday, yes, absolutely. We cannot do it same day. Because it's titled.
All right.
If it's equipment, same day.
All right, that's okay. It's not like so my expectations is, I could pick it up Tuesday then, correct? Because everything is A-okay with it.
Correct.
Okay, all right, okay, all right. All right, so now I'll make sure I get this to you tomorrow. I'll send it out with the check, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.